Chapter 4. He will bring the anointing into your life. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you allow Him to take charge of your life, He will bring in the anointing. The anointing of God's Spirit will come upon everything you do. Understand what it is to be anointed. The word anoint comes from the Hebrew word mashach. It means to smear or rub. This signifies that the presence of God is so smeared or rubbed on you like oil, that His presence is left on you, causing divine excellence and power. When you are anointed, you become blessed of God such that everything you touch or do prospers. To be blessed means to be empowered to prosper. The anointing is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's the supernatural ability the Holy Spirit brings into our lives that cannot be explained. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit takes over your spirit and puts power within you that enables you to see, think, say, and do things ordinary men can't. This is the work of the anointing. It guides and leads you in everything you do. Let me remind you at this point that man is a spirit. He has a soul and lives in a body. Now, the real person is the spirit. With your spirit, you contact the spiritual realm. Your body that you see is not the real you. It's just a house where you, your spirit, live. With your body, you contact the physical realm. Your soul is what you use to function intellectually. That's where your reasoning faculties and emotions are. That's where your thinking and decision-making take place. With it, you contact the mental realm. Your spirit, however, is the real you. That's the one who relates with God. When the Holy Spirit comes to dwell in your spirit, He gives life to your spirit. Then He also anoints your spirit and your mind. He gives you understanding and blesses your spirit so that you're divinely energized from within. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." When he said Christ here, he wasn't talking about the man Jesus. Christ here refers to the anointed one and His anointing. It's talking about the supernatural empowerment Jesus received that made Him the Christ when the Holy Spirit came upon Him. Now Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Praise the Lord Jesus. This means when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, He will anoint you and make it possible for you to do the impossible. You will receive the ability to do things you ordinarily wouldn't be able to do. He will fill your spirit with the unction of God. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth." When the Holy Spirit comes into your life, you receive power. The word power, as it is used here in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, refers to the dynamic ability to cause changes. The Lord Jesus tells us we shall receive that dynamic ability to cause changes when the Holy Ghost comes into our lives. This means, if the circumstances of your life don't favor you, you can change them. That's what it is to be a child of God. As a child of God, you should never be disadvantaged in life or subject to circumstances. God gives birth to gods. Every creature reproduces after its kind. A dog gives birth to dogs. A cat gives birth to cats. A cow gives birth to cows. A monkey reproduces monkeys. And a human reproduces humans. So when God gives birth, what do you think He'll reproduce? Gods, of course. When God created man, He created him in His image and after His likeness. That's why we look like Him. We have two hands the same way He has two hands. We have two legs. One head, one mouth, one nose, two ears, and two eyes just like Him. When someone gives his heart to Christ and becomes born again, he receives the divine nature. His spirit is imparted with the eternal life of Almighty God, and he becomes one like Him, His very offspring. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 18, "Of His own will begot He us with the word of truth." And in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. The Bible also says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Hallelujah. Now that we're born again and partakers of his divine nature, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, the life of God has taken up residence in our spirits. We're not what we used to be. We may look the same way we used to look on the outside, but on the inside, we're new creatures, born again and filled with the Spirit of God. When God gives birth, you can't expect him to produce a failure. That's inconsistent with his nature. Pastor Chris, are you saying we are gods? Well, I'm not the one who said it. God himself said so in his word. I have said ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. Psalm chapter 82, verse 6. If God gave birth to you, what do you think you are? You must be a god under him. He's Papa God, and we're his kids. Children of God ought to be gods. Come to think of it, if you can change the circumstances of your life, you must be a god. So God is training us just as a daddy trains his kids, because we belong to him. He wants us to understand the anointing that we have received and how it operates. Then we'll be able to take full advantage of it to cause the desired changes in our lives and circumstances.